If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story. In this episode, we delve into the unnerving testimony of 33-year-old Lucy Letby, a neonatal nurse embroiled in serious accusations of infanticide, who cast suspicions onto a quartet of senior consultants whom she believed were conspiring against her. Her extraordinary defense mounted amidst the hushed courtroom of Manchester Crown Court claimed that these prominent medical professionals, two of whom were named as leading pediatric consultant Stephen Breary and celebrated TV doctor Ravi Jayaram, had singled her out as a scapegoat, intending to shield their own alleged failings within the confines of the Countess of Chester Hospital. Letby's accusations came during a painstaking process where prosecutor Nick Johnson KC put forth the names of 19 doctors who had participated in the care of the children she allegedly harmed. Each doctor's name echoed in the courtroom, and with every mention, Letby asserted that she bore no resentment or quarrels with them. But the narrative shifted dramatically when Dr. Breary and Dr. Jayaram's names were announced. Their names elicited an unexpected response from Letby, categorizing them in an ominous light, together with two more consultants, John Gibbs, and another whose identity is protected by the court. According to Letby, her perception of Dr. Breary and Dr. Jayaram evolved post her tenure at the hospital unit, tainted by their damning accusations against her. She painted a picture of a hostile environment, claiming these consultants had aggressively insisted upon her removal from the unit, attributing the tragic infant deaths to her. It was their narrative, she argued, that positioned her as a villain amidst the tragic losses. The atmosphere in the courtroom became increasingly tense as Johnson continued his relentless cross-examination. As he navigated through the complexities of Letby's responses, Johnson confronted her with an accusation about a printout reportedly retrieved from the confidential waste bin in the unit, a printout that a fellow nurse claimed to have disposed of. Letby rebuffed these claims, firmly stating she had never retrieved anything from the bin. When asked how she came into possession of the document, her memory faltered. Furthering his argument, Johnson provocatively suggested that Letby was amassing a sinister little collection of sorts, which she vehemently denied. In an attempt to corner Letby, Johnson argued that she was the sole common feature in all of the infant's distressing incidents, from baby A to baby Q, making her the likely perpetrator. Letby's defense remained unwavering, her voice steady, as she denied any wrongdoing, asserting that her presence during the incidents was not indicative of guilt. Johnson pursued this line of questioning, insinuating that if the jury concluded that a certain subset of the infants had indeed been harmed intentionally, then Letby's consistent presence during these occurrences made her the prime suspect. He questioned if she would concede to this inference, to which she flatly refused, maintaining her stance of innocence. In this riveting session at the Manchester Crown Court, Lucy Letby, a native of Hereford, vehemently refutes all the charges against her. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story, a gripping true crime podcast that takes you deep into the chilling tale of allegations against Lucy Letby, a seemingly caring and dedicated nurse who harbored a dark secret. Join us as we unravel the twisted journey of a medical professional whose actions sent shockwaves throughout the healthcare community. It's the story of a nurse who went from saving lives to becoming the harbinger of death. This is Nurse of Death, the Lucy Letby story.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.